With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The power of the presidency in personnel matters, the issue today before the nation's highest court. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case of Trump v. Slaughter. In March, Mr. Trump fired Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter, explaining that her presence on the commission would be inconsistent with the administration's priorities. The president did not cite any wrongdoing, such as inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance. After granting him a pardon, the president is now upset with Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar.
Last week, the president pardoned the Texas Democrat and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. He claimed the two were prosecuted because Cuellar had been critical of Joe Biden's immigration policies. But now Donald Trump is angry that Cuellar plans to run for re-election as a Democrat rather than switch parties. He blasted the congressman on social media for his lack of loyalty, suggesting the president was hoping the pardon would boost the size of the GOP's slim majority in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Ukrainian President Zelensky hasn't even read the revised U.S. brokered plan for ending the war with Russia. Referring to Zelensky and the proposal, Mr. Trump says his people love it, adding that Russia is fine with the blueprint as well. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says Republicans do have a health care plan, a replacement for the heavily subsidized Obamacare scheme.
We want a bill in the health care area that health savings accounts, association health plans, ability to purchase insurance across state lines, all those things that create more choice, more competition, and bring down costs. That's what we want versus more subsidies into a system that just has all kinds of fraud.
The Ohio Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 8 points. NASDAQ futures 49 points higher. This is SRN News. Some liberal churches are sprinkling politics on their Christmas celebrations.
The issue seems to be President Trump's efforts to expel illegal immigrants. A smattering of congregations across the country are erecting signs decrying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, along with their nativity scenes. Bible scholars point out that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were not illegal immigrants. Their flight to Egypt was simply a move to another province within the greater Roman Empire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn that the next frontier for such extremists is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audio and videos, and evade detection. One extremist social network has even built a Hitler chatbot that users can talk to. This is SRN News. Controversy north of the border.
Police in Edmonton, Canada, have started a pilot project using AI-equipped body cameras to detect faces on a high-risk watch list. Now, the move by Axon Enterprise has raised some ethical concerns, especially since the company previously paused facial recognition due to privacy issues. The pilot aims to enhance officer and public safety by identifying individuals flagged for a history of serious offenses. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says a deal struck by Netflix last week to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem because of the size of the combined market share. The president says he will be involved in the decision about whether federal regulators should approve the deal. $72 billion deal would bring together two of the biggest players in TV and film. More details at SRNNews.com.